Welcome back to The Minute Who Shagged Me, where we go through the Austin Powers movies 1 minute at a time, continuing with The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm Johnny, and I'm joined by a very special guest this week, and he is...
Jonathan Howell from the Minute Impossible podcast. Hey, Johnny.
Woo, hey.
Hey. What's up? Thanks for having me.
Of course. One spy movie to another.
Yep. They're exactly the same.
No.
Your female characters are more fleshed out than mine.
Yeah, that's true, which is kind of sad.
It's extremely sad. But a lot less puns in mine.
Which I know you love your puns.
I do love good puns. Good puns. This movie is, you know that this movie, when it was released all around the world, it's, I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to read you a title of what The Spy Who Shagged Me is in another country, or at least what it means in those words when you put it through Google Translate and reverse it back. So today you get the Malaysian title, and it's Austin Powers, The Spy Who Behaved Very Nicely Around Me.
Behaved really nicely around me?
Yep. That's nice.
That's sweet.
It is.
Okay. Admittedly, I was worried for a second.
I can't believe they added more words. I wouldn't. I mean, can you imagine this in Malaysian? Just on the poster, it's just all words. Spy who behaved very nicely around me and in no way shagged me. Did not shag me.
Yeah. What if they cut out all the sex parts?
There'd be no movie.
Well,
it'd just be Dr. Evil. Wrong. Just be Dr. Evil running around with Mini-Me.
Which has nothing to do with Austin Powers.
Yeah, not really, no. They'd be like, what is this movie about?
I thought it was supposed to be a spy who behaved really nicely around me. Where is he?
Yeah. All right, where are we today, Johnny? Where are we?
We're minute 71. We're actually in a pit of magma.
Magma.
So it begins with, we're running out of time.
All right, we can just record faster.
Okay, I mean, just talk faster.
Okay, gotcha.
We're having a very heartfelt moment in magma.
The lava pit room. Such a cool room.
So Felicity's apologizing for fucking fat bastard.
I would too.
I think I would profusely apologize and that would go on my headstone. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry what I did.
But she says, I just did what I thought you would do in the same situation.
Yeah, she kind of is putting her heart out to him about what, you know, who she is, why he's special to her, and what he means to her, which is a little, I mean, this movie's just yuck-em-ups and goofball and stuff, so it's kind of a fun little moment. She's basically saying, you're the reason why I became a spy, you're the reason I do all this stuff, you're the reason I, you know, you're who I want to be with, which is, you know, I don't, at this point, had he, other than his, you know, normal having an eye for a lady, did he overtly come after her? I can't remember.
He like was like, ooh, she's sexy, let me just try to, and then he was like, no, I can't because I don't have a mojo,
because he was still wasn't he still in mourning, sort of?
Yeah, for like 15 minutes.
Okay,
because he was like, wait a tick, I'm single again. Perfect. I just think he's his fatal, like, I guess like his Achilles heel is monogamy.
That's his kryptonite.
Yeah.
But he wasn't monogamous that long. How long were they together? What's the timeline of this? How long after they got, I mean, they got married and it was literally the next scene was during the same movie.
Yeah.
So how long's taken place in the universe at this point?
I feel like maybe a month.
Okay. But he's only been awake for a month. Unfrozen.
Probably.
Wow. That's
he's
weird.
Done a lot in a month.
He really has. A lot of people. He's done a lot of people. He's mm-hmm. done a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
He's trying to get his like years back.
I was trying to figure out, because the first thing I thought when they were standing in that lava room was not anything having to do with what they said. I was just like, how hot is lava? That was my
how
first.
How hot is lava?
Oh, okay. Lava. is 1165 degrees. That's at its hottest when it's red, so that.
Okay. I'm going to ask Google, because at this point, what do I have to lose? What temperature does flesh melt?
Oh, they'd already be dead.
I just want to know.
The heat would have stroked them out.
But, like, I want to know when their flesh will melt off their bodies. All right. Because I am awful.
Flesh melts at what temp? Great question.
Does human skin melt?
It melts at 255 degrees. 491 degrees Fahrenheit for all those people in Europe listening. So, yeah, that's the melting. That's gross.
Yeah, so their skin would have melted off their body.
Yes. Like, immediately, because it's 1,000 degrees.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's protecting them? Their cute outfits.
Those outfits. I have to say, I have a lot of concerns about this movie, like, mostly because of its, you know, just its the easy jokes that it goes for. But the costumes are really spot on. I will give them that.
They're really cute. And I mean, like, all of these, again, Dr. Evil is the fashion designer in the family.
Sure.
So he's designed all of these, which I think he needs to just make that his career and stop being evil.
Yeah, he's really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Austin Powers is made of, but I want that fabric. I've always thought whatever that pattern is looks cool.
It's like somewhere between medieval and scales.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like a quilted... I don't know what it's called. I'm sure it has a name. Someone called Liz Whitaker. She knows costumes and stuff.
Liz!
And I like that it's buttons up at the top. That seems very comfortable. I don't know. I don't have anything that ever... A Nehru jacket that actually unbuttons from the top. I've never worn a Nehru jacket, but I have worn a Star Trek uniform. So that's kind
probably
of...
close.
That's basically a Nehru jacket.
Looks like we're going to have to partner with Liz and get you an Austin Powers space jacket.
Oh, God, no. No, no, no.
Yeah, come on.
A space check. What am I going to wear it to? What am I going to wear it to? What's the point of this?
Does there have to be a point?
There doesn't.
Okay.
And then, okay, this scene is a little bit of heartfeltness, a little bit of him coming over, and they're going to do an awful plan. Well, an elaborate plan where he's going to pretend to be sick.
My thing is, how did he alley-oop in leather pants?
Oh, he's used to wearing leather pants, I assume, so he's not constricted like the rest of us.
I'm just concerned. There was a lot of pinching.
Oh, I'm sure there was a lot of pinching. But remember, he's got a lot of fur down there, so he's got a protective layer of human lubrication. I don't know. There's no other way to say that. I'm sure there's lots of other ways to say that, but I said it. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry. But I like that her outfit is also made of the same material, as if this is going to protect me, but it's so skimpy. Oh, Heather Graham from this time. I was reading up about her, and I was just like, man, I haven't thought about Heather Graham since Boogie Nights. That's not true. Scrubs was probably the last time I really thought about her.
But I forgot about the Scrubs part.
Yeah, my wife just recently rewatched Scrubs. I was like, that's right. Heather Graham is on it. And those are good episodes where she's like the real hippy dippy, psychologist, counselor, and JD falls in love with her. It's a pretty good. It's a good arc. It's right when he's getting over what's her face for the first time. The lady doctor. That's great. Lady doctor. Now people are going to be screaming at me. That's her name's, whatever, and it doesn't matter. But yeah, she's great. I was wondering if at this point she had no control over telling them, I don't want to take my top off. I don't want to do this. She was basically, this was her bread and butter for 5 years, a good 5 years.
Do you think that she had boob doubles?
No, not for that. I really don't. It seems like, I mean, I talked about this on some other person's group. If you don't see their face, it's in these older movies. In movies where they're not going to CG breasts, if you don't see their face, it's a body double. Otherwise, it's the person, and this seems like it's the person. And I don't think she minded at this point, because, hello, she's Heather Graham. She looks great. But I don't know if, as an actor, I would want to do this all the time. I mean, she'd just done Boogie Nights. She'd also done Bowfinger. So she was kind of the, you know, the sexy girl part, which was, you know, it's not a great place to be, probably career-wise. I'm sure she's figured that out in the past 10 years. It's hard to do. Oh, and the Hangover. She's also the girlfriend in the first Hangover.
Oh yeah, wow. Why did I not?
I completely forgot about that. But also, she's also like this. She's a stripper. It's like, oh, okay. Because her kid. That's her kid, right? I think so. That's her child.
The movie.
The baby. Yeah, the baby that they find. That's her kid.
Pedro.
Now, how come you remember that, but not that she was in it?
I don't know. Because the baby's iconic.
So iconic. Where is he now? Someone find a BuzzFeed article.
Where's
let
Pedro?
Me know who he is, where he is. Hold on.
Hey, Ben, come on, man.
Sorry, my son was yelling.
He's got a lot to say.
He really does. He's very loud tonight. He's probably watching Rocky. Different show. Wrong show.
Oh, man. That's fine. It's within the wheelhouse of the community.
It really is. Shout out to Doug Greenberg. I know he listens to this show, so my kid loves Rocky. He knows that. He knows this. But
I'm trying to find Pedro right now.
Okay, you find Pedro. I'm going to talk about the fact that when she shows her breasts, the attendant's first words. Now, this I genuinely laughed at. When he's just like, mama. I don't know why that makes me laugh. One, it's so inappropriate. It's not what you should say. It just makes me laugh. And he just falls toward them and falls in lava. That's a good joke. I like that joke. I don't know why. I'm going to have a lot of issues this week about some of the jokes. But that joke makes me giggle.
Oh my gosh, he's grown up now.
He's 75 years old.
Yep, mm-hmm. He's the old man.
He's Adam Arkin. Who is
he? No, he's six.
Aw.
His name is...
Pedro.
No, his name is Grant.
Aw, Grant. Little Grant.
And he had a twin sister, and they both played the Hangover Baby.
Sister.
Yes, so they both played the Hangover Babies, kind of like a Full House situation.
Oh yeah, they always have to do that with babies.
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple twins.
Oh,
and
sorry,
there are a couple
Pedro,
twins. And,
Carlos.
You there ruined my joke. I was going to say there are a couple twins we're seeing right now in this minute, but you know.
Well.
But one
I
of them.
Mean,
but one. They're both on camera at the same time.
See, then it ruins the movie magic because they're not supposed to be seen.
They aren't.
At the same time. Just a uniboob.
Just one. Smushed together.
I feel bad for him that he was so shocked to see boobs. Like, I feel like he was probably, one of the first times he's seen boobs that's not his mother's, and he died right after that.
Yeah, but he did mention her as he was going down. So, that's good, right?
No.
Oh.
I don't want some guy to look at me and my boobs and be like, mommy. I'd be like, bye. Just bye.
That's not good. It's unsettling.
Very.
I was wondering, I don't think I would want to die by falling into lava. I mean, duh. But I was wondering, like, what would be worse? Lava seems pretty bad because you would melt.
Mm-hmm.
And melting seems like it would suck.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the title of the episode. Melting seems like it would suck. It really does, as opposed to drowning. I don't know. Drowning may also be, because at least lava, you're probably in so much pain that you go into shock. Drowning, yeah. You're like underwater thinking about, oh my God, I can't breathe. So, I don't know.
I pick melting over drowning.
You would take melting over drowning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, in normal lava flows, like in Hawaii, they can't even get close. You can't even get close to lava because you start to burn. You get sunburned from just getting like 20, 30, 40 feet away.
Yeah, and your shoes melt off.
Yeah. I've stood on a volcano that was active and walked. They won't let you near anywhere, and I could feel the heat radiating off. I mean, it was like probably, I don't know, 50 yards away. And I felt the heat. I was just like, oh, my God.
So imagine being in that volcano.
Imagine that your office is in that volcano. This guy's office is great.
But, I mean, you eat clean energy, geothermal.
It is. He's ahead of his time. Mm-hmm. I mean, say what you will about Dr. Evil, but he's putting things on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It's all self-sustainable. Mm-hmm. He's got geothermal energy.
Mm-hmm.
He invested in Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy is, you know.
Wait a minute. What? Is he Elon Musk?
He smokes a ton of weed.
Yeah.
On podcasts. And,
but not really smokes it. He just like cigar puffs it.
Yeah. He smokes it like someone in a movie or a play is being told they need to smoke. And he's just like. And that's it.
I'm going to ask you.
Yeah. What?
Would you want a boob double?
Oh, like a chest double?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? What's the scene?
This.
Paint the scene. Oh, this. Oh, no. Because nothing gets shown.
Okay. I see that in Raise You Game of Thrones.
Oh. So full frontal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need a double.
Okay.
Yeah. I need stunt cock. Have you ever seen Orgasmo? The movie Orgasmo? Oh, Trey Parker, Matt Stone. It's a movie about a guy who goes to a Mormon who goes to Hollywood. This is before the Book of Mormon, but he has a Mormon go to Hollywood and basically he becomes a porn star. But he won't have sex with the women. So every time they're about to have sex, they'll yell stunt cock and a guy will come running in there and like slap his own ass and then jump in. He'd be like, stunt cock. It's very funny. So. Shout out to Orgasmo Minute. I'm sure that should never be a thing.
I'm sure now that you put it in the universe, somebody's going to pick it up.
It's got the same basic costuming as this movie. Like it's a lot of weird colors because they're pretending, because Orgasmo is a superhero. So, you know, it's a good movie. It's really funny.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah. Orgasmo. Yeah.
You guys, and it would be called Orgasm in it.
Yeah. Oh, yep. That's what I would call it. 1 minute at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like it.
So our poor henchman dies.
Our poor henchman. Does he?
Wait a minute. Wait. You think he doesn't die?
Well, it's not that he doesn't die. At second 58, he doesn't melt. He just kind of sits on top of what obviously is like a gelatin that they've used on the practical set for this guy to fall into, or whatever the body, the dummy to fall into. But it makes me laugh because it just kind of flops onto it and then doesn't do anything. We'll probably see it more in the next minute that he's still there. I love it though. Yeah, he dies. His face is in there, so he's definitely probably mostly dead.
Well, and I like that as soon as he hits it, he like spontaneously combusts.
Those are all of his clothes, which is funny because he was just as far away from the lava 2 seconds ago when he was above it. Why now is it bursting into flames?
Movie magic.
Oh, okay. I like that. That was his soul. That's his soul escaping his body.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, no, it's nice. He's like a beautiful phoenix.
Look, there he goes into Valhalla.
Yep,
goodbye.
There you go. A warrior's death. Because if you haven't seen Thor, that's what happens to Thor. He sees breasts, yells mama, and dies.
He gets to the hall in Valhalla, and he straight up says, you know, I died a valiant death because I saw tits.
I died the way I came into this world. With staring at my mother's naked breasts.
Perfect.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. See ya, buddy. I wish there was a little song for him. Does he have a name that we know of?
No.
Like in the script?
I don't think so. Who was he talking to on the phone?
I have so many. I could do a week on his tiny little cubicle. Just the fact that he has one and that it's got things in it, like his stuff. This is where he stands. Is his job to watch them? Is his job to make sure the lava doesn't go anywhere? What is his job?
Okay, either way, I equate his job to that guy on Rogue One that's in the tube that when the laser fires out of the Death Star.
Oh, the two guys? Yeah.
Yeah, that they both die and they have to get replaced pretty much every time they fire the Death Star. Oh. Like, that's what I think about. That's probably his job.
Oh, sorry, man. You're on tube duty. No! Oh, I don't want to go in there. There are no railings. If anything, before the laser even fires, I'm going to fall in it.
Yeah, just incinerate me. It's fine.
And in the background, the no smoking sign. Also, nice touch.
But he's got like a gun, too. That gun would have definitely melted.
I don't know. I don't know the practicality of this.
Wait, in his cubicle, maybe there's a really powerful air conditioner.
Oh, it's blasting AC. And once you get in there, it's completely. Yeah, there's no steam. So it all works. Yep. Movie magic. It's frozen. It's frozen metal. I like it. Liquid metal.
I just feel bad for him. And also happy at the same time. But like, what if he was talking to his mom on the phone?
Oh. And then he saw breasts and was just like, Mom. And then he died. Now, okay, here's the big question on this. Was he lurching toward them or did he just fall over? Like, do you think it's more was he trying to grope them or is he trying to look at them? Grope. Because if you, what?
Grope. Hands first.
All right. That's the way I'm falling in lava. Yes. Otherwise, you'll hurt yourself. You got to cushion your fall.
Because, like, if you look at second 55, 56, he, like, looks down and puts his hands out.
Yeah, you're right. But then right then, the next one, his hands are up. So I think it's just a bad shot. But bad splice together. Yeah, I agree. So he thought, well, you know, okay. I would have never been put in this position, but I'm pretty sure I would not, like, lunge at naked breasts. I can say that. One, I don't want to die by lava. Two, I'm not a creep, so I would lunge. So, also, I would definitely not yell out mama. Definitely. That's not going out of my mouth. So, I've learned a lot about myself today.
There you go. I'm glad. Didn't you know that my podcast is also therapy? You're welcome.
Oh, thanks. How much do I owe you?
Absolutely nothing. Maybe a drink later.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. That's definitely worth it.
So the minute pretty much ends with crispy fried henchmen. That's about it.
See ya, buddy. I have actually have a bunch more notes on the punji sticks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is that?
That was when Austin is talking about what it was going to happen to what they were going to do. Punji sticks are something that were, I don't know when they started because I couldn't find the exact, but they were used in Vietnam. They're actually outlawed now. Basically, they're bamboo sticks like you'd think, and they're sharpened and stuck in the ground. And they're so small that you can't really crawl over them without impaling yourself on them. They put like hundreds of them around where people would probably try and crawl through enemy lines. And in this, they're talking about it going into a trap, like at the bottom of a, you know, a fake floor, and then you fall into them and you die and you impale yourself.
Yeah, I'm looking at that just right now on the internet.
Yep, and that's called a Trodeloop. That's what the name of, I never knew the name of that trap, like the predator trap, basically, where you put like a rug over something, like the Looney Tunes trap, where you put a rug over something and then you fall through it and then you land on a stake. It's called the Trodeloop, which means wolf hole or tiger pit.
Hey!
So,
we had to have a tiger.
Have a tiger.
I also realized that those were two forms of booby traps that we talked about.
Really?
Yeah. Your tiger pit and also boobs. They are both booby traps.
Booty traps.
Oh, God. So good.
Oh, it says they're medieval. But it says it was also described by Julius Caesar. So, I mean, I'm sure sharpening a stake is not, you know, rocket science. So it's probably been used a lot of places. So there you go.
That's cool.
Yep, there you go.
There's a Deadliest Warrior Wikipedia fan page. Sorry. It's because I looked up these sticks. That's what happened.
The Deadliest Warrior, wasn't that a TV show?
Yeah, I think so. It's where they put warriors of their time, like, together.
Yeah, like to see who'd win between, like a
face-off kind of thing.
Like, but they never really did it.
It was all, like, computer-generated.
Yeah. That was, I remember when that show came on at first, I was like, hell yeah, I want to watch somebody dressed as a crusader take on a, I don't know, a caveman. No, it was just on the computer. I'm like, no, I want to see an actual human being in chainmail getting hit with a stick and see if it hurts.
I did like there was like a also an alternate version where it was animals that would never normally fight in the wild
that
pit against each other, and it was on Animal Planet, and it was computer generated, but the whole time building up to the fight they took different stats, like pressure per square inch of bite and like different things like that. It was
my awesome. Son watched that stuff when he was on Discovery or Animal Planet, one of the two. It was right when we were starting to get, it was on Netflix. Like, they had a bunch of these. I forget what they were called, but these were like prehistoric matchups, and they'd have some sort of weird bird up against like a saber-toothed tiger.
See, it's cool, right?
Yeah, it was super cool. I love that kind of stuff.
So if only we could get our warrior. Ooh, what if we could put movie warriors in the mix? What if, like, Rocky fought Austin Powers?
That'd be cool.
Tom Cruise.
Oh. Fought Tom Austin Cruise Powers. Or Ethan Hunt?
Well, either or. They're the same person.
The human Tom Cruise? No, the human Tom Cruise is fallible. Ethan Hunt is perfect in every way. He is. He's wonderful. You know you love Ethan Hunt.
No, not at all.
I know. I haven't gotten you into the movies yet. Don't worry. Watch the later ones. You've only seen part of two.
Fine. I'll go watch the new one with Henry in it so I can watch his arms reload.
Yep, and his mustache. It's awesome. God. It's so worth it.
I am a sucker for a mustache, so I'm in here for it.
And it's a big mustache. It is good. It's the king stash. It is the king of all stashes. So
the king of all stashes.
You should definitely watch it.
All right, fine. As long as you'll let me be on for Henry Minutes at that point in our lifetime.
Yes, 60 years from now. Did you say
60?
No, six. Six. Okay. 60, yes. Yes, we're doing
it. I was like, I might be dead. It's fine.
We did. Well, I'm definitely going to be dead then if you're dead. Unless I kill you.
Oh.
Just like, maybe you'll go to Valhalla. Will you burst into flames?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Well, we have to finish this week before you send me to Valhalla, at least.
Cool. Deal. I do have one last question for you. Every day, not only have I figured out what the Spy Who Shagged Me is translated into other countries, I have Austin Powers trivia from this movie to ask you, see how I'm good nervous. You are.
Okay.
Well, let's see. It's off the internet. It's not that hard. But I thought it'd be a nice way to end the episode. Which of these things does Felicity not pull out of the bag in the tent? A gerbil, an umbrella, a rope, or a toilet brush?
A toilet brush.
There you go.
Whee!
You're one for one.
I feel like this is training for the next time we do a charity event.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're talking to the guy who won the charity event along with the Woodyard. I am one-fourth of the reigning champions of this, of a movie trivia for the Movies by Minutes group.
All right, so I'm in a Rocky-style training mode this week then.
All right, yes. At the end of every episode, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
All right, you're one for one.
Sounds good. Let's see what happens on Tuesday. I hope I don't mess it up.
Let's do it.
Definitely rate, review, and subscribe this podcast, but you should do it for Jonathan's too.
You should. Well, first you should listen. Well, you don't have to rate and review it before you listen.
No, 5 stars.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, it'd be great. If you, like spy movies, just like this one, then you can watch, Mission Impossible movies and then listen to our show, Minute Impossible. We have 110 episodes of the first movie, and the second movie is, as of this taping, is probably already dropped. So we're deep in the second movie, John Woo, and Johnny's on.
Woo.
She's on talking about the talking about some pretty horrible female characters in our first hour of the movie. So come listen to Johnny at least.
Mm-hmm. And I have an argument about eyebrows.
Yep. That's really important stuff. Hair. Hair is factoring in a lot in Mission Impossible 2. More than we thought it would.
I'm glad. And I hope my theory is holding up, too.
He hasn't sat down yet. So we're waiting on it. We'll maybe at some point we'll be able to. I haven't seen him stand, sit next to anybody.
Okay. So everybody's going to have to go listen to the podcast to figure out my theory and see if it also holds up for them.
Yep.
But yeah.
But yeah, find us at MinuteImpossible.com.
Woo. Go do that. But come back tomorrow and listen to us talk more about Austin Powers because we have to talk about Minute 72. And we actually get to see the moon base for the first time.
Yay.
But in the meantime, don't forget, stay groovy.
Stay groovy, baby. Mama!